Lazzaro.
Lazzaro.
Oh, Lazzaro.
Heading to the big screen now and releasing in Melbourne and Sydney this week with other states to follow is the most impressive film I've seen this year. It's called Happy as Lazzaro. It's an Italian film, and some of you indeed may have caught this film at the Italian Film Festival earlier in the year or at the Melbourne Film Festival where it showed last year. This is a film shot in grainy 16mm. It's an allegory about elites and the underclass, which unfolds in two halves. The first half is set in the late 1970s in central Italy on a sunny tobacco farm where indentured labourers live in Spartan dwellings, ignorant of their industrial rights in the modern world. They toil in the fields as slaves for a heartless yet somewhat glamorous woman, played by Nicoletta Baraschi, who watches over them from her mansion. One of the peasants is called Lazzaro, and he's a smiling, innocent teenager played by Adriano Tardiolo, who shoulders much symbolic weight in this film. He falls in with the landowner's son, who's a blonde, pale youth, whose identifying prop seems to be a Walkman playing Europop. The landowner's son is named Tancredi, and he convinces Lazzaro to play a role in helping him escape from his mother's grip. But this manipulative and very uneven friendship, unequal friendship, foreshadows a sinister turn in the story. Now, from this folky, almost sentimental opening, the film jumps forward decades into a much more confronting and surprising second half, which is set in a wintry contemporary Milan, a concrete jungle where we meet many of the same characters, some of whom were children and now have grown up and are adults in this half of the film. And many of these characters are eking out a living, stealing and scamming while living in shacks by a busy railway line. The countryside has long since been abandoned, but we learn that some of the old bonds of the farm still endure. Now, Happy as Lazzaro is the third feature by Italian director Alice Rohrwacher. She has cast her sister Alba in the role of, well, one of the grown-ups in the second half of the film. I see this film as being very much inspired by a specific lineage of Italian storytelling, fabulous storytelling from Italo Calvino to Pasolini, especially Pasolini's films like Hawks and Sparrows or Theorema. It's a film that draws on folklore, Catholic mysticism and Marxist theory to forge a kind of radical fantasy. And so it is that you get elements of playful, even awe-inspiring magic in the film, where peasants can summon the power of the wind by whistling, for example. But there's also a bitterness to offset the whimsy, an awareness of the greed and self-interest that shape many of the relationships in the film. Happy as Lazzaro's golden pastoralism makes way for more complex visions. The peasants, for example, might seem kind, but they often are unwittingly the ones who sow the seeds of their own exploitation, while the powerful characters in the film who might seek redemption are often blind to their own self-interest. This is a poetic and achingly beautiful film. I do urge you to seek it out if you can. As I said, showing in Melbourne and Sydney with other states to follow. Happy as Lazzaro.